Good morning, June.
Good morning.
It's lovely weather we're having, isn't it?
It is. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Now, Bernardo's, you done a survey recently. Do you want to tell us about that? About the cost of the real cost of education?
Sure. And sorry to put a dampener on it on a beautiful day, talking about going back to school. But this is what the survey is about. And it's live at the minute. We do this every year where we're asking parents to fill out the survey for a primary school pupil or a secondary school pupil to try and capture the real cost of sending their child to school. And I suppose the purpose of it is the fact that year on year, even through the boom years, and now obviously things have got worse in the recession, parents are crippled by these costs on a system that's supposed to be free. And it's just sending a lot of parents over the edge or into debt, and children are suffering as a result of it. What we found last year was that the average parent pays around €350 for a child going into senior infants. So that's a five-year-old you're talking about. And €390 for a child going into fourth class. But these prices go up significantly when you're talking about secondary school. For example, the cost is €770 for a child going into first year. And for families who certainly have more than one child in the system, these costs can really be crippling on them.
Yes, and we all know that the economic situation at the moment, people just don't have that money. I actually don't understand why Ireland talk about free education. I don't think we've ever had free education. But there are little things which could help. Like having to go out and buy a book list, you know, which usually cost a fortune. What about rental schemes?
Yes, I mean, that's obviously a hobby horse close to ourselves, is the fact that we really, really are calling for school book rental schemes to be operating in all schools. They've proven to really make significant savings to parents. And what we're finding in the survey is that parents are usually being charged around €50 for their child to avail of the book rental scheme in primary school. And that means a saving of at least €70 for the parent. And that price, that saving goes up as the child goes up through the system. And in secondary school, to avail of the book rental scheme, it costs around €100, which is obviously a bit more expensive. But if it wasn't there, you'd be paying the guts of €300 on the school books. So that is a significant saving. And what we're hoping for is that more schools will roll them out. The minister is very keen on schools to do so and has kind of issued guidelines to them. But really, it has to come from the school, the board of management, the principal, the teachers, the parents, all of them to work together to kind of say, let's roll this out, because it is proven to be so effective for parents.
Okay, and we all know that schools are short of money now. Most schools now have fundraisers. Would this cost school money, or could he actually make a little profit out of renting out books?
No, they wouldn't be able to make a profit out of it because, as you say, they're already very strapped for cash.
Yeah.
I mean, from my personal experience in the school my children are connected with, what the principal did was every school gets a pot of money from, it's called the school book grant, and every school receives a little bit of money for that. And the principal in my school kind of ring-fenced that money and said, right, that money can be a set-up fund for a school book rental scheme. And we rolled one out this year because of that. And what we're saying is, surely that makes sense, that if we can kind of use the money that's already there, we're not asking the department for any more money, but use that, and then if you continuously reinvest it, it means then that the fee charged to parents will come down and down and down, and then the system will be up and running. It does require that teachers don't change the books, and that they choose the book to last at least 4 years so that the book can be recycled year on year.
Yeah, I know years ago now, my children are all grown, but at one stage you were able to hand down books, you know, from the eldest to the next one going to the school.
Yeah.
But then they started changing small parts of the school book, and it put a stop to all this handing down books. Is that still a case, or has that stopped?
No, it is unfortunately still a case that new editions can come out and the teacher wants the new edition. I mean, a code of practice is in operation between the publishers to try and reduce that, and they said that they would stop issuing new editions. But I suppose what's unique to Ireland in comparison to other countries where the schools provide the books is that here the teachers make the choices and the parents pay for it, whereas in other countries the teachers make the choices and value for money has to come into that, whereas here there's we feel that the kind of the system is a bit skewed, and as a result what we're saying is surely a school book rental scheme is the solution to this, where if you continuously reinvest and make sure teachers do not choose a book and make sure the publishers don't reissue new editions, then it can work, and it obviously has worked for generations in other countries, so why can't it work here?
Yeah. Now, there's another issue that has always annoyed me, and I know uniforms are a good idea because they stop competition between clothing, like some people could be coming in wearing designer brands and other children wouldn't be able to afford this, but when you're told, no, you have to buy your uniform in this shop, could you not make uniforms more general or something?
No, I totally agree with you. And it has come up time and time again from parents that are filling out our survey. The frustration that they have to go to specialised shops and can't go to Dunnes, Penny's, Tesco, Marks and Spencer's, any of those who are offering high quality stuff but just at a much, much cheaper rate. I mean, what we're finding is that a crested jumper can be up to €45 for a primary school pupil, and the tracksuit can range from 30 to 45. But if you're buying it in Dunnes, it can be as cheap as €8 or €10. So it makes huge, huge savings. And again, what we're finding is that some schools are making an effort to either reduce the number of items that has the crest on it, or they're kind of holding pre-worn uniform sales, those kind of things, which can make a huge difference. And again, what we feel that if you're going to change, every school should at least review their uniform policy to see if they can take any of these measures without necessarily changing the identity or the ethos or the culture of the school. I mean, you don't need to have 3 items of clothing with the school crest on it.
That's true, yeah.
To be a special school or whatever. So I think measures can be made. Again, it requires the principal, the board of management, patron bodies, all those who are the decision makers regarding this issue to come together. And parents can play their role too by kind of saying, listen, we're fed up with having to pay so much money for 3 items of school clothing needing a school crest on it. Surely we can go down a cheaper route, only get one, or just scrap all uniforms and just go for a plain coloured one with a blue V-neck jumper and a grey trousers that you can pick up anywhere.
Yeah, a PE uniform, for instance, you don't necessarily need a crest, a school crest on that.
No, I mean, as I said, some schools can be a bit excessive with the amount of items of clothing that needs the school crest on it. So I think the efforts can be made, but it needs a collective effort to change it, and that involves, as I keep saying, the parents, the teachers, the principals and the board of management to kind of all work together on it.
Okay, so it's up to parents' associations, etc., to get involved in this. Can the Department of Education not make certain things compulsory, or is it out of their hands?
At the minute, what we're hearing from them is that issues around uniform policy, for example, or school book rental schemes, are all decisions that are made locally and it's out of the hands of the Department of Education. Now, we're kind of saying, well, surely if you fund the schools, which you do, then you should have more power, and you could make school book rental schemes mandatory. Our view is that they should be compulsory in all schools.
Yep.
The department is kind of saying, no, we can't, because each individual school has a right to make their own decisions on how they spend that school book grant. We're calling for greater kind of political leadership in this area. Now, efforts have been made because they've issued guidelines and they are very verbal on encouraging schools to set up school book rental schemes. And there was a joint Oireachtas committee that looked at the whole issue of tackling school costs. So it's certainly on the political radar, but we feel that there should be greater political leadership around this, and ultimately lead Ireland to a system where school books are available to all pupils in the schools for free or to minimal charge, and that school uniforms are reviewed and that there's no voluntary contribution being asked on parents and those kind of additional costs, which are certainly crippling parents.
Yeah, the voluntary contribution, it's not actually a voluntary contribution. They're more or less forcing parents into paying this. There's also other extracurricular activities like dance and drama and art classes and all this. And this is another financial pressure on parents. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, very much so. And you're talking probably around €50 per term per child. And for families, certainly the families that Bernardo's are working with, that €50 just isn't there. And yet they don't want their child to feel any different, and they'd like their child to avail of the experiences of speech and drama or dancing or whatever like that. And yet the money isn't there. And certainly the parents are saying to us that there should be either much cheaper or free experiences like that for children, so that their children don't lose out on these kind of vital experiences in the school system.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's leading to an awful lot of hardship. I think we've all witnessed it. Okay, so more than 500 parents have already participated in this school cost survey. It's ongoing, as you said earlier on. So how can parents get involved?
Thanks, John. The survey, actually, we're nearly at the 1,000 mark now, which is great. But it would be great if your listeners could to log on and tell us their experiences as well. If they just jump straight to our website, bernardos.ie, or on our Facebook page as well, there's a link to it. But probably the most direct way is bernardos.ie, and there's a link to the survey there.
Okay, so that's bernardos.ie.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll... The plan is to kind of have the results for this year's survey to be out in early August, and I'll be happy to talk to you then about those results if you wish.
Definitely, yeah, that would be very interesting in that. And will you present these findings to the Department of Education, or will you just publish them? Or you will, yeah?
No, we will be giving them to the Department of Education and publicly launching them.
Okay.
There'll obviously be some, hopefully, discussion about it. This is, I suppose, our eighth year of doing this survey, so kind of it's good to be able to plot the trends and see what's happening. And interesting, this year we've kind of asked new questions, particularly around school book rental schemes, just to see if there is more and more of them being set up as a result of the encouragement by the minister and the fact that economic necessity, parents are calling out for them to be set up. So it'll be interesting to see if it's actually happening on the ground.
Yeah, it's very, very important. I keep harping back to the credit unions. When they'd done the survey and they found that so many thousand people have only €20 left to live on at the end of the week. And then, you know, children have to be educated, but if you can't afford it, it's leading to terrible, terrible hardship.
But if you're only living on with €20 extra to spare, how are you going to be able to spend €770 to get your child into first year in school? It just beggars belief, the amount of pressure on parents to make up that.
Yeah, no, an awful lot of the pressure that's been put on families by the government beggars belief. But anyway, people can go to bernardos.ie and take part in this survey.
Sure.
And okay, is there anything else you'd like to add, June?
I suppose just to advise parents that if they think they could be eligible for the back to school clothing and footwear allowance this year, to fill out the application form and send it in. Unfortunately, the allowance has been reduced significantly in the last budget. It's now down to €100 for a primary school pupil and €200 for a secondary school pupil. Those who received it last year and in the previous years probably have received it already automatically from the department. But if any family thinks that they could be eligible for it this year, just advise your listeners to I think it's on welfare.ie. Yep. You'll get the details of how you could apply for it.
I actually do a weekly slot with Citizens Information, and they will be covering that. So we do try and keep our listeners alerted to all these things. Listen, June, thanks very much for talking to us. And I can hear the frustration in your voice about all these costs. And hopefully the listeners will get involved and parents will start lobbying politicians, etc., to have these schemes put into all schools.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, John.
And we'll talk to you, you say early August, the results of this report will be out? Okay, I'll keep an eye out for that and we'll talk again, June.
Okay. Great. Thanks
okay.
for your time.
Thank you very much for your time, June. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.